Words in the News from bbclearningenglish.com.
UN officials said some 250 people worked in the headquarters of the peacekeeping mission, which has collapsed. They said the head of the mission was inside the building and remains unaccounted for, but the earthquake struck around 5 o'clock in the afternoon, so it's not clear how many others were still present. UN troops have surrounded the ruins and are trying to rescue those trapped in the rubble. Other United Nations buildings have also been damaged, but details are scarce because of disrupted communications. The peacekeeping force numbers around 11,000 people, including civilian personnel. It's located in different parts of the country and was deployed in 2004 to bring order following an armed insurrection against then-President Jean-Bertrand Aristide. The blow to the UN services on the ground may slow relief and rescue efforts for the Haitian people, but its humanitarian department is sending emergency response teams and releasing emergency funds. The Secretary General, Ban Ki-moon, has said he's shocked at the scale of the devastation and has made initial contacts to encourage a coordinated international response.